Peter Moody, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast. I'll start off, is this the toughest cup field you've seen with all these mobs coming from overseas?
Oh, it always makes it hard to assess. You know, I've always been a believer in seeing is believing, and Yucatan's a deserved favourite because he's done it in front of us. If they've got one better than him down there at Werribee, it'll win, but we're yet to see that.
Now, Brett Kavanagh's always on our program, and he says that he was the brains behind Black Caviar when you went overseas and you've travelled horses. Is it that hard? Like, they obviously come out here and they acclimatise there at Werribee, but is it easier for them to come out here than it is for you to go over to Ascot?
Oh, listen, I don't know. I've never brought a horse from England to Australia. I've got to say, Black Caviar travelled back south a lot better than she did going north, so maybe there is something to that. But, well, listen, Brett's got to have brains because you can't have a head that big and not have something inside it, can you? So, you know, I can't knock him on that.
How does he travel? Does he travel good?
Brett Kavanagh?
Yeah.
Nah, listen, I'm not like Brett. I don't air my dirty laundry. So, you know, you can go to war with me. You won't get shot in the ass running away.
Now, I've got to ask, what about this bloke who's going to get his kid off with the G-string? I remember you over in... Now, you were overseas. Was it Gallipoli?
Yeah.
Where you were Starkers? Do you reckon he should just get it all off? Stuff that, you know, why really wind those oldies up at the VRC?
Well, I reckon if he gets $3.6 million or whatever it is for winning, he can do whatever he likes, doesn't he? And he probably deserves to come this far with a horse. This is his second crack, so good luck to him. I hope there's a problem he's going to have to worry about.
And last but not least, I know it's a hard question, but is there anything that's sort of spotted your eye over the next couple of days? A lot of punters will be out there listening, and, you know, they'll be obviously tuned in and watching on the coverage and all that sort of stuff. And is there anything that you reckon we can back? Anything?
Oh, well, listen, outside of the obvious, Yucatan, who I think wins the Cup. I'm strong enough to think Very Elegant can bounce back in the Oaks on Thursday. She disappointed yesterday, but might have been the run she needed to have to knock the edge off her. So, yeah, listen, do your best there. But it's the hardest week in Australian punting, isn't it? You know, if you find a winner this week, you usually find value.
Mate, go and enjoy Coldy. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good one. Cheers, boys.